Welcome back. Hour two continues, WISN's remodeling show. This hour with Bartelt, the remodeling resource. In studio is Rick Bartelt and Amanda Bartelt-Coakley. Good morning and welcome back to the program. Rick, there your mic is on. How are you?
I'm great, Paul. How are you?
Good. And I say welcome back. I can't remember. Was it earlier this year, 2017?
Yeah, August. I think I came on with Josh from Blifert Lumber.
Now, we go back years, Rick. You were on this show, I think, in the old building.
That's right.
Longtime member of NARI MBA as well.
Yes.
And now located in Delafield, right?
Right, right. We're downtown Delafield, right off of Highway C and Wells Street next to Wheel and Sprocket.
For the record, let it be known that Amanda is your daughter.
Yes.
Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
And Merry Christmas to both of you, by the way.
You also, Paul.
Thanks for being here.
It's right on us here now.
Well, yeah, it is. And thanks for being here this weekend. I know it's kind of Christmas weekend and plans and all that, but it's early Saturday morning and we are live in studio. If people are just tuning in, driving around, doing that last minute shopping, you can call with remodeling questions. We'll get into that in a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about your company and what's going on at Bartelt, the remodeling resource. Well, and that is the name of your company. I should give out the website too while we're at it.
Sure.
BarteltRemodel.com. BarteltRemodel.com. I was looking at it yesterday, looking at photos and galleries and just beautiful work. You're a design build firm, Rick. So you've got designers on staff.
Yes, yes. And we always have. This is our, I think we're coming up on our 34th year in business.
Wow.
And it just was always important to not only have carpenters in-house. I'm a born and bred carpenter. My father was a carpenter and took me under his wing at the ripe old age of 12 years old and taught me the ropes on building things, and I just fell in love with it right away. So
I gotta ask you something before, and I don't want to interrupt, but are we losing that? We hear about skilled trades, and the folks at NARI tell me, even MBA, we got to get kids back into skilled trades or we're just not going to find enough workers. Is there something to that?
Yeah. Oh, and you know, and it's not new. You know, this set, even pre-recession, this was in all the magazines, you know, and the conversations around the NARI general membership meetings and what have you. And so we, you know, we're concerned, but now we're starting to see it. You know, that recession scared away a lot of the young millennials at that time that were showing interest in it, and for good reason, because what are they going to do? You know, go to school for it and get out and have no opportunity.
Sure.
So they, a lot of them went back and got degrees and other things that could get them a job right away.
But, almost like home ownership, I think, scared a real estate show after this. They talk about that. A lot of folks are shied away from buying the home. Well, now that bubble burst, remember?
Yes.
Well, absolutely. Now it's becoming, you know, why wouldn't you want to buy a home right now? It's
right.
A perfect time. Or remodeling a home, perfect time for that.
And really, a good skilled journeyman carpenter, even non-union, they're looking at, you know, in the next 2 years, six figures a year easily, plus benefits.
Just a great paying job.
Great paying job.
Great career.
Yeah, and it's something that'll feed them the rest of their life. You know, my dad told me, be whatever you want to be, but if you learn a skill, you'll always feed your family, regardless of what you decide to do for a living after you learn those skills.
And so, it's all supply and demand. Somebody's always going to have a need for that.
Oh, yeah, and that need just looks like it's just going to, you know, expand with all these, you know, the younger generations. They want that American dream. They want that home.
So at your company, you employ everybody under one roof. So you have designers on staff, right? You've got carpenters, all of that.
Yes, we have architectural designers, interior designers, just a great staff of rough and finish carpenters that specialize in the remodeling type work. It's a little different than a carpenter that just throws up the same 50 houses a year. I'm not knocking those guys, but they don't have to have the finesse and think on their feet.
It's more assembly line work almost, right?
It is.
The same kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we've built new homes over the years, and it's just not the challenge that some carpenters and craftsmen want to find.
I think that's a fascinating part about remodeling. Every home you go into is different.
Yes, and that's what I love about it. Every home is different. Every client has that a different idea of what, you know, what they want out of that house.
Trying to envision, what will it look like when this new kitchen is done, when this bath is done, when this addition is put on.
Right, and that's where having the designers on staff, as well as the interior designers who take the customer by the hand and really paint that picture for them at the different showrooms. We've invested lately in some incredible software that literally we can do a virtual walkthrough on, you know, and we just put a big 55-inch flat screen in the conference room. We can walk them through. Amanda helps the designers in a big way. She can actually enhance these views and exterior views or elevations with the actual colors and textures of what these clients are thinking about doing. So she helps them in a big way with that.
So Amanda, when it comes time to, let's say it's a kitchen remodel, and I want a specific granite countertop, and I want a certain backsplash, a tile backsplash, maybe it's glass tile or whatever. You can show me the colors. You can show me every little detail, even lighting, right?
Yeah. The aspect that I'm involved in is more the exterior elevations, but I've seen some of the work that Jesse in our office has done with the new software, and it's incredibly realistic. You think that you're looking at a photograph of the room. So she can put in different materials and lighting and swap things in and out, so clients really have an understanding of what their space could potentially look like.
I love that because you can make changes before the work starts, right?
Yes.
And when you started in this industry, Rick, far from that.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know,
even drawings, right?
Oh, it was drawings, and you know, everything was hand done because it was pre-AutoCAD days. So it was, you know, a lot of the designers we had, and Jesse, who Amanda speaks of, she is quite the artist. I mean, she can do 3D hand renderings like you would not believe, and color and shade and all that.
So but, there's still hand drawings being done by some designers. Yeah. Not all, I bet.
Oh, no, not all. I think it's also a, you know, it's kind of like the way of the plasterers, right? You know, yeah. They're out there, but you got to look hard for them. And,
yeah.
And we're very fortunate to have somebody like Jesse take the work of Matt and Mary and Heather and just put those finishing touches. That's the sizzle. That's what really gets the client excited and ultimately gets us going on a build project for them.
Hey, Bartelt, what? Give us some ideas of the projects you do. Yeah, we always hear about kitchens and baths, and I'm sure they keep you very busy.
They do, and thank God for kitchens and baths and little basement jobs during the recession, because that's really what, you know, because the bump outs were, you know, when you expand out, you're really taking that budget up because you're digging, you're maybe relocating electric services, gas meters, what have you, you know, trying to figure out logistically, how are we going to get machinery around this house in a tight neighborhood? But those jobs are back in a big way. Now the people are really out there asking to expand these houses. They're buying homes that are seriously dated, and they need not just more room, but they really need that to flow and function. They want those sight lines. They want the things that they're going to get out of a new house, only they love the neighborhoods.
Yeah, and the lots are mature sometimes with the trees. And you don't have to worry about 20 years until we have shade trees.
Right. Yeah, because I love odds are approach. By then they're long out of that house. Because you know, the odds are you're staying in that house maybe 10 years, and then you're moving on, and you're moving on again in 10 years, and then ultimately, you know, you're downsizing when you get into your 60s or whatever, and you know, looking for a condo maybe. You know, who knows?
We are at that age right now where both girls are, one still in college, a sophomore, one is out, and so we're kind of empty nesters. Yeah, I guess halfway there.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right. When they're both gone, you look around and you're like, well, this is really a big house for just two of us.
Sure. Although it's so funny because what we see too is the nest is empty. Now they're remodeling. And sometimes they're even adding on. And I'm not sure, you know, now they're thinking grandchildren, like, let's make it so the house is easy enough to maintain, maintenance-free as possible, and that they can, you know, age in place. So let's get rid of some barriers. Let's think ahead on doorways and hallways and this and that. But they still want to stay put. The house is paid for. You know, they've got some money to put in the house. And
you know what? The kids have lived there. Let's say you've raised your kids in that house. Let's face it, they take some abuse, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're raising kids, teenagers.
Yeah.
They're going to get, the bathrooms are going to look like they've been used for 20 years. Let's update that stuff.
Right.
Let's get some new granite countertops in, get rid of the laminate, that kind of thing.
That's
Boy, there's so many options like LVT and all this stuff that, that's budget friendly. And we can get into this throughout the show, Rick and Amanda.
And that has become so popular too.
The LVTs.
Because you can grout it and you would swear it's floor tile, but it's much softer on the legs and the knees and the joints period. And, it performs well. It's a super durable product.
I was just out in Vegas for 4 days earlier this week, so my throat may sound a little raspy. So I'm still recovering from lack of sleep and that old, just the difference in, you know, the dryness and everything. And what we notice in a lot of upscale casinos, even the suites in our hotel where we stayed, everything, they had LVT.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was, that's luxury vinyl tile, or yes. LVP is luxury vinyl plank, right?
That's right.
Boy, I mean, it, like you said, you can't tell the difference.
No, I'm really impressed with the product.
And I hear some people, you know, they're like, I don't want to, and they put their nose up in the air kind of thing. It's like, and then they see it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is really good stuff.
Yeah, or it'll even fool them. They swear it's real tile or real wood, yeah. You know, hand scraped, and then they get down there and tap their fingers on it. And again, what I like about it, if it's an area where you're going to stand a lot, say you love cooking, you're in that kitchen, there's a big difference on the hips, the knees, the joints, standing on that for 4, 5, 10 hours this time of year, maybe, versus standing on that real ceramic tile or hardwood.
If you're in your kitchen and standing a lot, you're going to feel it on your knees, right?
Yeah,
so there's more give.
There's more give. Yeah. There's just something about it, and yet it can take a spill. It can take a minor flood. We put it in a basement in Tulsa a few years ago, and then they had some heating hydronic heat pipe broke not a day later, and probably put a good 6 inches down on that floor. We thought for sure we're going to see this stuff pull apart, and only one little corner of one little piece failed, and that was it. That was a true test on that.
You mentioned hydronic heat, and heated floors are kind of all the rage right now.
Oh, yeah.
But you can put in the electric floor mats as well, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. In fact, that's more popular than the hydronic, probably because of the price point.
Doesn't cost as much.
Right.
And you get the same benefit. Heated floors are just phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rick, we're going to do a couple things. First off, you're a member of Milwaukee NARI.
Yes.
The MBA as well, right?
Right, right.
And there's some upcoming trade shows. Amanda's going to fill us in on those, and a lot's going on. And we'll look ahead to 2018 a little bit. And I do want to just pass along some information on Bartelt. You won the 2017 National Contractor of the Year. That's a Cody Award presented by the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. That's a big deal, Amanda. The Cody Award is something that it's a national award. Let's put it that way.
So few
local remodelers can say that.
Yep. Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
And Amanda is the driving force. I mean, of course, it took that skilled designer and salesperson to put it together initially, and the skill of all the carpenters and expeditors to bring it to life. But Amanda is the driving force from there. It takes an incredible amount of hours to put together these entries. It's a thick 3-ring binder.
And they're judged by, you know, out-of-state people that don't even know the name of your company, by the way.
Oh, right, right.
You know, I've emceed these Wisconsin Remodeler Awards probably 7 out of the last 10 years. And I was constantly mentioning Bartelt, the remodeling resource. Although I don't know if I put the emphasis on the like I should have. So I have to get that down.
You just got a picture it italicized, Paul. That's
the remodeling resource. You're located in Delafield. The website for Bartelt is, what is it here?
It's BarteltRemodel.com.
There's the marketing genius coming out.
Amanda basically took the old website and tossed it out when she came aboard, and completely gave us, you know, just rebranded us totally.
Are you the web guru?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, essentially.
I didn't do any
of the coding or background work, but I worked with the website company to develop everything.
Are you constantly adding photos then? Is that you're done with the project?
Yep, photos. And then we also have regular blog posts, so there's lots of new information.
That's Amanda. Yeah, so some websites are just a business card online, and some are actually useful. Where I want to see pictures.
Yeah.
I want to look at photos, and looking through yours yesterday is just phenomenal. It makes you want to remodel.
Well, and Amanda stages all the photo shoots, which are professionally shot. And so some of these photo shoots are a whole day at that project. And so she has a great eye for what's going to really tell the story. And
right, lighting. It's got to be done. You're right, like professional photos.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see your iPhone takes good pictures, and then you see the wide-angle lens with the real cameras, and it's such a difference.
Well, and then our presence on Howe's, and we've been named best in Howe's, how many years, Amanda?
Oh, geez. Probably for the past 3 years.
Right, which is Houzz.
I love it.
Well, and what we like about it, you know, we used to send customers to the library to cut out pictures or grab magazines. And then we tried to get into their head, what is their vision? Now with Howe's, they create those scrapbooks and share it with the designer. Amanda has, I think between 300 and 400 images on Howe's now. And then she answers the questions that come from viewers of Howe's across the country. And that's how you get voted. You get voted by people that aren't really just in Wisconsin, based on, you know, if you're kind enough to answer those questions they might have about what was that tile brand? What was that granite? Tell me something about the cabinetry wood species. And Amanda is just on top of that.
Now, house is a national, you know, site that people are looking from New York to California to get ideas. And it is just a phenomenal. And it's where I go for all kinds of ideas. Landscaping, outdoor stuff.
Right.
In everything.
Yeah.
Hey, when you said exterior before, Amanda, you're talking about the 3D renderings and things like that. When you mentioned exterior, so it's the same thing, right? So if I come to Bartelt and I say, I want an addition, a bump out, I'll see everything. The outside, the inside as well, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Makes a big difference.
It does.
The color, the size, I mean, everything.
Yeah. Some people especially have a hard time visualizing, you know, just based off of plans. So it's really nice to make those plans come to life and look a little bit more realistic.
There's something really cool we just did. Amanda was, the driving force behind it. And it was for a repeat customer that owns a 1850s farmhouse on almost 100 acres up around, just south of Erin Hills.
Oh, my.
So they wanted a true post and beam man cave outbuilding extraordinaire. So Amanda came up with a great idea. I'll let you talk about it. And now it's on the website as a video. But
That sounds beautiful. Explain what that was. And let me ask you, was it done before the U.S. Open? Or was this?
It was during, kind of throughout the whole year. Mm-hmm. So
was it really?
Yeah, which is, it's kind of neat because they ended up hosting. The barn was far enough along that they hosted guests and had a shuttle going.
That's why I asked.
From their barn to the open.
I was lucky enough to spend one day out there, the Sunday, the final day of that day, and just what a beautiful area.
Oh,
it's
gorgeous.
They've got a piece of heaven. This property is just incredible. We did the house a few years ago.
It was an outbuilding, you said?
Oh, it's incredible.
It's a beautiful barn that has living quarters and lots of space for them to work on their cars. I think they said they potentially, if they ever sold the house, it could also be turned into actual horse stables. But it's a beautiful modern farmhouse feel, and we did a time lapse video of it.
Before we dug footings.
Yeah. So it was, I mean, basically over the better part of 2017, we had this camera out there that was running constantly, watching the progress of the barn going up, and it's really neat. So it's on our website now. And
from the very beginning to the end.
From the very beginning to the end, yes.
And she has it to music, you know, she edited, and it's just really cool. It's something you don't see. Plus, it being post and beam held together by wood pegs.
Oh my god.
There's a company out of Baraboo that we worked with, and we've worked with them on this farmhouse before we ever did this outbuilding, and these guys are just incredible artisans in their own. So they help with that skeleton. We do the foundation, then we do all the outside and roof work and all the finishing. Because like Amanda said, you could literally live in this. It's got car lifts, hydronic heated concrete. It's very large. It's well over 100 feet wide. And
can you imagine the parties and that, like you said, during not just the U.S. Open, just general life, just day to day living, the fun you can have in a building.
Oh
like
yeah,
that.
They're actually hosting their daughter's rehearsal dinner there. I think in the next year, so.
and I can't even imagine what the outside, the landscape looks like.
It's beautiful.
You know, the rolling hills, the whole Erin Hills area.
He had trees brought in almost like by Trees on the Move, full grown, big, beautiful evergreens and birches. And it looks like it was built back in the 1850s when the house was put up.
Boy, that's the way to do it.
It really is.
You guys will do whatever the client asks for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
because that's unique.
The bigger, the better. We really, our infrastructure is really designed to take on the big, challenging stuff.
So a large addition?
Yes.
What about second story additions?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Great way to take that ranch and create space up. And
sometimes you can't go back or you can't go out just because of space. Well, you can always go up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lower levels, Rick?
Oh, yeah. Those are still super popular.
I hesitate to use the word man cave. Just because.
Me too, because.
It's not like it's sexist or anything. It's just man cave just implies, you know, the Packer helmets and everything.
Right.
And the lower level doesn't have to be.
No, it can have some of that even, but it can still cater to the whole family. Even bars. You know, we don't do so many bars as we do bar areas where it might be against a wall. Lots of neat appliances, and then a freestanding table, which a lot of times our cabinet builder will build that table, an expandable table. So again, you can entertain just about any size party you want down there. The grandchildren can use it as a a table to do crafting and what have you. And
so your carpenters will even build a table.
Oh, yes. Us. Yeah, anything.
Yeah, that's the uniqueness, I think, of your company.
We're a total custom experience.
Exactly.
Now, small jobs will do. For past clients, there is no such thing as any job too small.
And you do a lot of, I know Amanda and I were talking about this yesterday. We're just talking about the marketing side of things. There's just a lot of families that you do a lot of repeat business, which is a great sign for the company.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they might remodel, and then it might be 15, 20 years later, right, and they'll come back.
Yeah. And we track those numbers tight, and this year was fantastic. We're between 80 and 90% repeat referral of all the jobs we sold. So
what's the best? I don't want to diss radio because it's my career, right? Radio's a great way to get the word out and advertise, especially a show like this. But word of mouth.
Right.
Talking to somebody, no matter what it is, a car dealership, if you're buying a house, I use this realtor, but word of mouth.
Well, and to give even, you know, our choice in WISN for our, we sponsor the Wake Up News at 7.
Yeah.
And a big reason we chose that is many of our clientele, they fall into that demographic, and you know, it rebrands us. Even with those clients maybe from 10, 12 years ago, they'll call me and they'll say, you know what, we're thinking about a project, then I heard you and your daughter on the radio, and you know, we dug up your number again, and we want to have you and the designer over. So
kind of jog the memory a little bit. I remember
you,
that
you always got to keep that brand sharp, even if you're 80 to 90% repeat referral. We do reach out to those customers. We do a special customer appreciation event every February. Amanda puts all that together. She's the force behind that. And that's what's driving this repeat referral. Plus the fact we go back on jobs well past warranty and just take care of things for people. And usually it's at a no charge.
You know, and that's what people love, especially, I think, Wisconsinites, Midwesterners, the hard work ethic that they have. They want loyalty, knowing that, okay, they're not going to do the job and just leave me and not pick up the phone. They will come back if I've got a question or problem. We got a shout out from Bill in Pewaukee. You must have done some big project. He called the show, and unfortunately, he didn't have time to hang on. So here's the deal. Bill, if you want to call back, we would love to take your call. He wanted to thank you for a job well done.
Oh, my gosh.
So Bill just called. And also, I think after the break, Amanda, we're going to look ahead because you've got some busy months coming up, and that's what, not that you stop remodeling in winter, we should mention that.
No, definitely not.
You work all the way through.
Sometimes it's busier winter than it is summer.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a better time to remodel for homeowners. Like if there's a dumpster in the yard, I'm not out there worrying about my landscape, my cutting the grass, or the kids playing in the lawn.
Or digging their basement or digging their crawl space.
Right, it's a great time.
Our machine is on frozen ground, digging what we've covered up to stay thawed. I always tell people that. I say, you know, we're going to do such little damage, if any damage. You know, that's a good time to come in with that mini excavator. And the tracks are on frozen ground. You're not hurting anything.
I agreed. And a lot of these shows are coming up. And you mentioned you're a member of MBA and NARI.
Right.
We'll do that. Also, I think we have, Amanda, some tickets to give away. And what would that be for?
We do. We have 4 tickets to give away for the MBA Home Building and Remodeling Show in January.
It's in January at State Fair Park, I believe.
It is.
Wisconsin Expo Center. You will be there with a booth, the Bartelt, the remodeling resource, right?
Our newly remodeled booth.
Yes.
Fact.
Ooh. Now, who does the work on that?
Well, it was our electricians. Yeah. Actually, myself. And
you've got in-house contractors for that. Right. You don't outsource for your own.
We outsource to actually Rick Philo.
Because
Rick runs the cabinet business. He and I had started some years ago.
Sure.
Because they just do great work. So he helped us spruce up the booth that his father, Louis, actually built initially for us in 1999.
Okay.
But you would never know. And we're all about repurposing. You know, why get rid of it if you can just really fix? So it kind of falls into our same philosophy with remodeling homes.
Well, the work that goes into some of these booths that you see at the show is incredible. Oh, and it showcases some of the talent, too. I mean, if you think about it, I'm going to see a remodeling contractor at a remodeling show. If they got a nice fancy booth and they do good work on that, it's going to impress me.
Well, and the lighting of it done with our own electricians now really made this thing pop. So we can talk some more too about that.
I'm a lighting geek, Rick. I think it's the little details in remodeling, just light touches of lighting. Now it's all LED, of course, right?
Right.
But that can make or break a room.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
And it's inexpensive. In the big picture, it's minuscule compared to what you're spending.
Well, and the longevity, you know, how long this LED stuff lasts.
Like 50,000 hours?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of a no-brainer. Why wouldn't you want that?
Yes, Spencer, we're taking a break. He reminded me we do have to play commercials. It's 8:35. Okay, we'll do that. We've got 1 4-pack. Let's do it this way. 1 4-pack of NBA tickets. Let's just do it this way. We'll give it away at the end of the show.
Okay,
so anybody that calls in with a question, Bill in Pewaukee, I want you to call back if you're still listening because he did some work with Bartelt and wanted to give some kudos. And if you just want to comment, that's fine. But questions on remodeling, on the industry, specific questions about your home, if you're looking ahead. And he mentioned empty nesters. Mm-hmm. I think if I'm correct, the millennials are going to start to move away from renting. And you're talking about the biggest generation out there right now, that if they start buying homes, these homes will not be newer homes. They'll probably be your first time home, right?
Right. Amanda can speak to that. She's just about to buy her second home, and she's a millennial.
You're a millennial, right, Amanda?
I am indeed.
And a home that needs a lot of love.
And you got a little one at home, right?
I do, yeah.
How's the little one doing, by the way?
He's good.
Good.
We're a little under the weather from, you know, daycare and all the germs going around, but he's good.
And it's Christmas. It's just assumed at Christmas that people get sick.
Yep.
But I think these millennials are going to start buying homes, and they're going to do some work on them.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is the millennials don't want to do the work themselves.
No.
They're career oriented. They're going to hire somebody to do the work. Well, if that happens, look out, because that's going to be an explosion of home buying and remodeling.
But the ones that I work with, or even Amanda and her husband, you know, they're the example, they want quality, you know, and they want a quality experience. So I think that's going to play so well for all the good.
The millennials I know, if they buy a house, they're going to want granite. They're going to want the nice pendant lighting, the nice flooring, all of that stuff. What we'll do is take your calls after the break. The number is 799-1130. The steam dry carpet cleaning toll-free number is 800-838-WISN, 800-838-9476. Rick Bartelt is here. Amanda Bartelt-Coakley with Bartelt, the remodeling resource. A 4-pack of tickets for the NBA show up for grabs. One lucky winner. We'll just pick a name out of the hat at the end of the program. But call in right now. We've got lines open. We'll take some calls after the break. On the Remodeling Show, this is WISN. 8:42 on a Saturday morning, Christmas weekend. We are on the show today with Rick Bartelt and Amanda Bartelt-Coakley from Bartelt, the remodeling resource. This is WISN. Located in Delafield. Your company's in Delafield, Amanda. And I do want to, let's give out your phone number right away and website.
We're at 262-646-8020, and you can check out our website at bartelt remodel.com.
And the site is fantastic. I was looking at, you talked about that time lapse from the project that you did near Erin Hills. Check that out, folks. Go on there and look at the photos at bartelt remodel.com. Hey, we also have a 4-pack of tickets to the NBA show. We'll give you more details on that and more upcoming trade shows, the Nary Show, looking ahead to 2018. It's only a week away, right? We have a new year that we're going to start looking forward to, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But if you want to get those tickets, you've got to call the show, and we'll just pick a winner out at the end of the program. So any remodeling question, Bartelt's a design-build firm, so they will do everything, all types of projects. We discussed them earlier in the show. Let's get started. Don is in Brookfield. Good morning, Don. I should press the button, actually. Don, good morning.
Morning. Hi, Rick and Amanda. My wife and I recently met with Matt and Heather to discuss a remodeling job that we're going to be doing. We've also met with two very reputable other remodelers, and the proposals have been very different for kind of the same scope. How do we go about getting apples to apples comparisons to understand what is in one and not in the other?
So you have three total, Don?
Yes.
Okay. And you know what? Here's my advice to people is always get two or three different estimates. Even if you're doing one window, usually get some estimates, Rick. Well, if you're doing remodeling projects, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. What's your advice for Don?
Well, Don, did they actually write up a set of specs, or is this all like pre-designed right now?
It's pre-designed right now. We're trying to figure out which direction to go. We have not gone into the design stage and gotten Amanda involved yet.
Okay.
But Matt did have our blueprints and, you know, went through what he would do and how he and Heather would approach it.
Okay. And did they already throw out, we call it a swag, you know, scientific wild ass guess.
Yeah.
I like that. Little swag.
So, and it's usually a price range, and sometimes they'll
all three are within 5% of each other.
Oh, that is great. So you are dealing with other really good design build firms, which is great. Because, you know, Chuck in, with a truck, you know, we can't compete with that guy that just...
And that's not who we want.
No, no. Because, you know, if it's anything...
Permits, codes, I mean, insurance. Oh, yeah. There's so many factors.
Yeah, exactly.
Quality of work.
Don, what I always say...
This is an entire first floor remodel.
Sure. You know, Don, I guess what I would say is if... you know, and I know Matt and Heather would be more than happy to do it, and I would assume the other two firms would. It would be awful nice if you could tour one or two recent projects, you know, in the area close to where you guys live, with Matt and Heather, and hopefully with the same thing with the other two, and not just to hear what the people have to say, but, you know, if we would show you what the before, what the after, and how what the solution was to what the people were trying to accomplish. The other thing is, ultimately, it really boils down to who you think you can, you know, who you're going to really be able to work with the best.
Right.
And that's, I think we treat people in such a kind way and super reasonable. We have no sacred cows in our business and none of our trade partners. We just don't allow it.
And, I think that's some of the best advice I've heard in a long time. Don, you've got to be.
We've known Heather for years, so that kind of helps there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And but that guy—it's a visceral thing. Do you feel comfortable working with this company, and vice versa? You guys with the client,
right?
Because you're going to be in their house. You're going to be talking. You're going to be communicating. Kind of, you know, moving in for a while.
Well, that was a big focus this year for us, Don. Was not taking every job that comes our way because not every client was a good fit for us either. I mean, we cater to a very discerning clientele. It's just that's the niche we carved for ourselves a long time ago. We really roll out the red carpet for people, and we want to make that experience before, during, and well after, where again they call me up for something 10 years down the road, and I'll look at it, you know, half the time I'll look at it thinking, you know, I think we were a little negligent there. You know, we should have added more vents. We should have done this, that. And it's a no charge. We just go in there. We take care of it. It just opens their eyeballs wide open because there's no argument. I think that's a big thing that separates us from some of the other.
And Dan, you said all three were within, what, 5%? Is that what you said?
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty tight. I mean, that's about as close as you'll get.
I love hearing that because, you know, you'll hear it much different than that a lot of times.
It's competitive out there too, Rick. I mean,
it should be within 5% because we all pay the same for lumber and windows.
And drywall.
Yeah. You know, a lot of us use the same, you know, really good subs that specialize in remodeling because a lot of times you won't find a plumber, electrician, heating guy that will do new construction because he set himself up to do remodeling. You know, he's specialized in that. So we're all using kind of those same companies and
Don, so I mean,
it should
I think
be close.
You got your answer, Don. It's Bartelt.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
Well, I'm not saying that, Don. Wherever you guys feel that you could relate for a long, long time, not just during the remodeling process, but for many years after, because we want customers for life, and we want to be able to, and it's not about making money on them for life. It's about just making them feel so good that they're in that 80 or 90% of that repeat business, referral business that we get.
Don, I hope that helps.
All right, thanks.
I wish you the best on your project, whoever you choose to go with. And Merry Christmas, Don.
We appreciate your consideration, too.
Thank you so much for
you.
You bet, Don. Thank you so much for the phone call. I apologize we got a break so soon, but it's 8:48, and we've got a lot to cover yet. When we come back, Amanda's going to update us on all the trade shows coming up, a look ahead to 2018, a little on the trends, like what's going to be, you know, what are we looking ahead for in the remodeling industry? And, of course, we've got that four-pack of NBA tickets that we'll give away and announce the winner in about 10 minutes. We've got 10 minutes left on the show. If you want to sneak a quick call in, it's got to be fast, 799-1130 with Rick Bartelt and Amanda Bartelt Coakley. Bartelt, the remodeling resource, my guest on WISN. Back on News Talk 1130 WISN with Bartelt, the remodeling resource, Rick Bartelt, Rick's daughter, Amanda Bartelt Coakley. I mean, you know, Rick is the owner, obviously. What's your official title, Amanda?
I'm the marketing director.
Okay, marketing director. That makes sense. You're the IT person, all of that, right? Web.
Well, I wouldn't say IT, but.
I just promoted you. I gave you that job of everything. She does it all.
She's the it girl.
There you go.
The go-to person at Bartell. We're going to sneak in another question. We're going to announce the winner of the four-pack for the NBA show and tell you about all those shows coming up in 2018 in just a bit. I want to take one more call. And Carol, we got to go kind of quick here up against the clock. Calling from Heartland. Good morning. And Carol, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. The same to you. My question concerns an old farmhouse that we own that we have remodeled in the mid-80s and put in two flats. We would like to now add on a garage, a stairway from the backside of the house that would accommodate one of these chair lifts. And this would probably require a remodeling of a portion of the upper flat. And I'm wondering if you do something like that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we love doing the farmhouse work. We did one in Elm Grove just a little over a year ago, right off of Highland. And this house was actually the original barn for the farmhouse next door. So we made it all, you know, still farmish, and we built barn doors out of real barn wood and exposed the hand-hewn vertical supports. And I collect barns, all 1800s barns. I have four full barns in storage right now, and we're taking three more down next year. So
wow,
that
barn wood is like precious, right?
And I won't give it up. I started doing it thinking there'd be resale. Well, right now I'm kind of hoarding it because I love it, and I love of what had to go into making that wood back in those days, and I appreciate it so much.
Was the quality of wood better?
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, it was all virgin grown timber, and most of this is all oak, white oak. Yep. So, no, to answer your question, Carol, that is right in our, as they say, the wheelhouse of our designers and carpenters. I love that you're in Heartland. We're right over in Delafield. So we're very close to you. And
Carol, you could reach out with a phone call to Bartell.
Yeah, Amanda, she's the one that sets up all the appointments and times and sends out all the literature. And
does somebody come out and just get started by an initial meeting on site at Carol's house?
Yeah, I would probably come out with, in this case, it would be Matt. Matt has his master's in architecture. Wow. So, and he's been with me 15 or 16 years now. And so he really knows not just design, but he actually knows the numbers that go along with these projects. So he's just great at helping people understand what the price ranges could be or what your options are to get things within a budget that's palatable.
All right. And how long a waiting period? You booked quite well ahead?
I know we could be out that first week of the new year, which is not next week, but the following week. He and I could make a visit mid to late that week already.
And Carol, what we'll do is give out you the phone number here, okay?
Okay.
You bet. And then remember the website, all that information. The site is Amanda?
BartelltRemodel.com.
And your phone number?
262-646-8020.
And Carol, thank you so much for the phone call and the questions. We've got to sneak in our last break. We'll come back and announce the winner of that NBA four-pack.
She'll find farmhouses on our website, too, in our portfolio. She'll get to see some befores and afters of what we've done with some of these farm homes.
And that is right in, like you said, your wheelhouse, right?
Oh, it is.
Right?
And it's a specialty with those fieldstone foundations and just the way that these were constructed. It takes experience to understand how not to do more damage than good.
Right, exactly. And how to really, I mean, that's got to be fun for you guys.
Oh, we just love it. It's a treasure hunt is what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good question. A lot of good questions today. We'll be right back WISN's Remodeling Show. Yeah, thanks for the call. With Bartell, the remodeling resource, I'm Paul Kronforst on WISN's Remodeling Show. This is us, right, Spencer? Okay. We are back on WISN, the remodeling show, wrapping up the final minute with Bartelt, the remodeling resource. Rick Bartelt, Amanda Bartelt Coakley in studio. Stay tuned for the Redefine Realty Show coming up next with your host, Bob Tarantino, standing by in the other room. And we're going to announce a couple things. First off, the winner of the NBA four-pack is Don in Brookfield. Don, congratulations. Amanda, you're at both shows. Give us that information for 2018.
Sure. We're at the NBA show, January 12th through the 14th. And then the Nary Show, the Milwaukee Nary Show, is February 15th through the 18th.
That's the spring show, even though it's in February. And that's the big one. That's the granddaddy of them all.
Yes, it's quite large. There's lots to see and lots to do, other special attractions. So
yeah.
Come on out.
Yeah, some national celebrities all show up. It's pretty
usually,
cool.
Yep.
Bartel, the remodeling resources in Delafield. Let's give out your phone number and website again, Amanda.
Sure. 262-646-8020. BartelRemodel.com.
Also, look them up on Howe's. Check out the great photos on their site and Howe's. And Rick Bartel, what a great show. We're going to see you next year.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be on the program.
We'll be back between shows, actually. We'll be here later in January.
I believe the 27th.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Yeah, you
Merry
too, Paul. Christmas. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the holidays. And stay you tuned for the news. And then after that, Bob is standing by for the Redefine Realty Show, which is next here on WISN.